Wrong Side on WLEW Radio is rocking the docks and shaking the lakes on the Thumbs Power Station. Cruise 1021, Bad Axe, Michigan.
Summer days are getting shorter, schools are gearing back up, and the MHSA football season is just hours away. Good evening and welcome to another season of the WLW Sports Network. You're listening to The Strong Side, your home for the most in-depth discussion of analysis of football in the Thumb of Michigan. I'm Clark Ramsey, your host, and joining me for his seventh season is a true professional, even has a license to prove it. Please welcome Dave Hansen.
Thank you, Clark. Gentlemen, it is great to be back. Paul, as always. Mike, welcome aboard, man.
Thank you.
For his fifth season with us, the sports editor of the Herndon Daily Tribune, please say hello to Paul P. Adams.
Likewise, David. It's great to be back. There's no better time of the year as a sports writer, sports editor. This is what we live for, and we're really looking forward to another great season.
And joining us for the first time on The Strong Side is Mr. In-Depth himself, Mr. Mike Gallagher. Good to have you, Mike.
Thank you, Clark. Appreciate the nickname as well. Had a lot of fun with you guys during the basketball season, so I'm glad you invited me in.
It's been 277 days since we found ourselves in the Superior Dome in Marquette, Michigan, and here we are wearing shorts and ready to kick off another season. This season of The Strong Side is being presented on WLW Sports once again by Active Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine, McCormick Motors of Pigeon, Randy's Hunting Center, 269 Guns, Thumb Bank and Trust, and sure, better health, better life. Left side or right side, you're listening to The Strong Side.
There are few things in life that are constant. Death, taxes, and back pain. And not only back pain, but your neck, your arm, your other arm, legs, feet, and other places. And it can really slow you down. It can keep you from your favorite hobbies, traveling, and even everyday life. So how do we take care of your body's aches and pains? Well, it's quite simple. Active Physical Therapy in Sports Medicine. They have two convenient locations, just west of Light and Bad Axe, and on the east end of Sandusky, and they have extended hours, so there's no excuse. You don't have to be some sort of high-end athlete to be a part of Active Physical Therapy in Sports Medicine. Patient recovery and rehabilitation is the top priority of their trained professionals, no matter the injury. They work with you to create a rehab program designed for you. It's that simple. So if you want to get active, once again, go to Active Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine in Bad Axe and Sandusky. Check it out for yourself at activephysicaltherapymi.com. That's activephysicaltherapymi.com in Bad Axe and Sandusky.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
Hi, this is Chris Stone. We will work hard to serve you and protect your interests, so don't waste time. Call the Stone Insurance Company in Deckerville. Better yet, stop and see us in person.
Left side or right side, you're listening to The Strong Side on Sports Radio 102.1 with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Paul P. Adams, and Mike Gallagher, all in studio for our preseason two-hour special of The Strong Side. Gentlemen, it's good to have you back in the friendly confines of the Clark Ramsey Manor.
Oh, it sure is. Glad to be back. You said it earlier, this is my favorite time of the year, too. There's nothing better than football season, and I know you guys are just as excited as I am.
Yeah, this place feels like home. We spend every Sunday here for about the next 3 months or so?
It does feel like home. I will say that, yes. Well, Mike, it's good to have you back as well. And we have confirmed it that Mike Gallagher is going to be our newest member of the Media Roundtable. So it might we might actually have enough people between the four of us and Doug Cole to actually call it a round table. So we can't sit on a four top anymore.
Well, you know, Clark, after winning the last two of these, I'm looking forward to some more competition
co-winning with Doug Cole.
Hey, win is a win. Right. My name is on the trophy.
Yes, it is. All right. Well, let's get this out of the way with our official football broadcast schedule. The first 5 weeks are in set in stone. We have week one on Friday with Clark Ramsey and Dave Hansen. Ubley at USA. That kicks off at 7 p.m. Coverage at 6:10. Week two, then, we are right in Bad Axe, a long drive for us, as Vassar goes on the road at Bad Axe. Week number three, we take our trip down to San Luis County, Ubley at Sandusky. Week four, September 14th, Lakers at Cass City. The past two games those two teams have played have been neck and neck all the way down to the last drive. And then week five, a classic rivalry in the East, Ubley at Harbor Beach. Pretty good. I like with this, especially with the latest additions of K-Pack and Carroll, it's brought a nice rotation into the schedule for at least broadcasting.
It has. The only thing it did is it kind of messed up the end of the season where you had that traditional Ubley USA ending at the season. I had a couple people at the golf course. Hey, how come Bad Axe and Ubley aren't playing the last game of the season? I'm like, we have a new rotation. They didn't understand it. But I agree, Clark. I like the way that the Greater Thumb Conference put it together this year.
I know we have a lot of time to cover some of this, but I am looking at week four and five and already have them starred on my schedule as two of my favorite games on the schedule. No matter what happens the rest of the way, could be two huge games between Lakers, Cass City, Ubley, Harbor Beach to determine their respectful places in the conference.
And of course, gentlemen, I'm sure you'll want to talk about this, but we have a new debut of a new item, the Prep Zone, on michiganstumb.com. You want to talk about that for a hot second here?
Go ahead, Mike. This is it's been a combination of myself and Mike. Mike's put a lot of time into this. Go ahead and then tell us a little bit about it.
So this was an idea that was brought to us about a month ago by our editor and a couple other higher ups, and basically it's the new home for high school sports at michiganstumb.com. It's laid out pretty well, I think. There's a lot of new stuff that we're doing, athlete spotlights, videos. We're really hoping to elaborate more on the video stuff, do some player interviews, some cool highlight packages. But right now, there's quite a bit of content on there already, and we're looking forward to beefing it up as the season starts.
And what I really like about it too, Clark, is it's broken down into the sports for the season. So we have four sports in this season, and then each individual school has its own page broken down into whatever we cover. So take, for example, we had the USA Cross Country Invitational recently. There were seven teams that ran in that. And in that invitational showed up on all seven feeds for those respective schools. So all you need to do is go to your school's page, and you'll see where your school competed. And that's I think, a really cool function of this, is you can find where your school was in multiple ways. And like Mike said, we're just scratching the surface on the video stuff. We're learning on the fly, but we're really excited about that. And we're gonna take that to a whole new level, something we've never had the ability to do at the Tribune. So I think as a whole, we are really, really, really excited about this Prep Zone, and I think it's going to be the place that people are going to want to go to get their Huron County sports.
Well, let's jump right into it now. We have 10 schools we're going to cover tonight in the eight-player football. We're going to go west to east on the whole night long here. So Caseville, Owen Gage, North Huron, Deckerville. Then we'll add three more players onto the field with USA, Lakers, then Cass City, Bad Axe, Ubley, and Harbor Beach, and we'll round things out with our league predictions in the East and West with these three fools making a fool of themselves. And that will be how we wrap up these next 2 hours of action-packed nonsense here on the Strong Side. So let's jump right into it. Eight-player football will start with the Caseville Eagles in the far west of the four teams we're covering here. Craig Newton is now in his second year as head coach, and with the NCTL now split into three divisions, the White Division, that are the smaller local schools, and they're coming off of a 1-8 season a year ago, after they had to forfeit game one in four of their final six games. So Case will try and hoping to get back on track with some better outcomes.
Yeah, talking with Coach Newton, not only this week, but last week as well, he's really optimistic about the season. The team has a lot of potential. They're quite young with the five sophomores and the four freshmen. But they, you know, one of their seniors coming back is Chance Shippey. He's kind of a do-it-all back for Caseville. and they intend on giving him the ball quite a bit. Under center, Jacob Kennedy, he's the nephew of Tommy Kennedy, I should say, who was on the first team that came back a couple years ago.
That's right, yeah.
He's got